This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you great praise and thanks for those who have gone before us, who have become our personal heroes in faith that we remember today. May you instill within us those same virtues of godly living, that we might claim the sainthood to which we all are called. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is a blue Nissan van with a handicap light on the rear, and it's parked in the handicap area, and the engine is still running. And if it's a getaway car, don't bother. We don't have that much cash around here. Happy Feast Day, Saints. People never know what to say back. It is your feast day. We are called to be saints. And as we celebrate All Saints and All Souls, I encourage you today in the theme of what this gospel tells us to claim your sainthood. So what I want you to do is this. If you don't know the name of the person next to you, you're going to have to find it out. And I want you to say to that person, Happy Feast Day, Saint Eric, or whatever their name is. So do that right now. All right. Feels kind of good, doesn't it? I see this collective halo that is rising. We are called to be saints. Have you ever met anybody who had dual citizenship? It's something that I think was more common when people were coming here from countries that were sort of dicey politically. And they were sort of worried about whether or not they'd want to go back home based on what might happen. And so you get this dual citizenship. You can sort of hedge your bets a little bit as to where you're going to land. Well, today's about dual citizenship. And this whole idea of being a saint is rooted in the fact that we are to have our feet firmly planted with our citizenship on earth, but certainly with one foot and one heart already with our citizenship in heaven. Because that's who we are. We're going to celebrate little Noah's baptism here shortly, but this day is a reminder to us that by virtue of our baptism with the font and the Paschal candle here before us, we are all called to be saints of God. Every one of us. Something I usually do on this day, and today will be no exception, I want you to take out your prayer book. And for those of you who don't know, that's the red book in the pews. And open to page 862. And if you're not aware, we have a beautiful catechism in the back of our prayer book. And on page 862 is the last page of that catechism. And I want you to look on page 862. To the third from the bottom question and answer. You will see there the question, what is the communion of saints? And let us read that answer together. The communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. The whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ. The living and the dead bound together. There is this unexplainable mysterious beauty that when we gather as the communion of saints here, in some real and special way, the communion of saints in heaven is here with us. Now, if you read the letter that was sent out to the email distribution from me yesterday, you know that I talked about keeping the bigger picture in mind. This is the ultimate big picture for us. That in some way we gather, and those who have gone before us gather with us. Now, I hear often people say, you know, I have a real hard time thinking about those saints in heaven being here. But you know what? I think the harder thing for us is to admit the reverse of that. That we are with them. Because I think it goes back a bit to what we talked about last week with our Muppet theology. That we don't think we're good enough. And that call to us is very clear. And that's what we celebrate today. That we are called to be saints. Feel proud and claim that sainthood to which you're called. You know, when we hear this gospel of the Beatitudes, sometimes I think we forget about that audience that would have been assembled that Jesus is addressing. And I think it's captured a little bit more realistically in Luke's version, because Jesus had been teaching in the synagogues and he's getting this reputation for being a healer, and all of these people want to get to him. And so he goes up and spends the night in prayer and then comes down, and these people are gathered there, and it ain't exactly people like us. It's going to be the sort of dregs of society. It's going to be all these people who've tried every possible means of being healed and have come up empty. They have tried to find purpose in their life and have followed false prophets and they've come up empty. And they're looking for meaning in their life and they're coming up empty. So they come to this Jesus as like, maybe as a last resort, this is the answer. And they're trying to touch him, and they're trying to reach out. And what does Jesus say to them? Blessed are you, poor. Blessed are you, rejected and reviled and scorned and persecuted. Why does he say that? Because these people know they need God. They know that without God to help them, they are sunk. And my friends, that is the first step towards claiming our sainthood. To be at a part of our lives and a point where we understand that I need God, and without God, I am nothing. That is where it starts. Those words of Jesus are addressed to us just as well as those who were gathered there. Blessed are those who know their need for God. And that is our call. We are in a difficult time in our church, huh? We've lost Elliot. We lost some incredible saints this past year. You've lost some people in your personal lives as well. We need to keep that big picture in mind. You know, I don't want to sound like a downer here, but losing these people is going to continue for us. We're going to be celebrating the end of the earthly life for all of us at some point. But the good news here is we are saints on this journey. And those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, are still with us here in a special way. And we can continue their presence to be here as we continue to do what God is calling us to do, to claim our own sainthood, to mirror God's love just like they did for us. And a lot of times, it's not going to mean that we got to go out and do something different in terms of the actions we do. It might just mean that my attitude's different. As someone wisely once said, you don't have to change your job, you just have to change who you're working for. And we start realizing that no matter what our job is, we work for God. And that can make a huge difference. We realize our need for God, and our sainthood starts to take root. I heard a story of some missionaries who had gone down to Central America back when all of that crazy coups and military riots and everything were going on. And they went into this church where there was a celebration going on. And after communion, somebody shouted out the name of a person that they didn't recognize. And the whole congregation said in Spanish, "Presente," present. And somebody else shouted out another name, and they all said, "Presente," present. And this went on for some time, and the missionaries in their report said, we didn't understand what this was all about, until they said a name they recognized. They said Bishop Oscar Romero, a bishop who was brutally murdered at the altar. And the congregation even more enthusiastically said, "Present." And they realized in that moment, they were calling out the names of all the special people in their lives who had died. And they were claiming that communion of saints' presence, that those people were with them there in that moment. Today, we will have an extended period of time to remember all those special people in our lives who have gone to heaven. I urge you in the depths of your heart today, say that present, because they're here. And as we continue to claim our sainthood by virtue of our baptism, they can be even more present by the way we choose to live out our sainthood. You have a dual citizenship. Claim it. Amen.